to draw attention to the BC government's controversial wolf cull, now entering its second decade and aimed at protecting endangered caribou. Pacific Wild is launching a brutal British Columbia souvenir shop in Victoria on August 1. Natasha Wen, project director at Pacific Wild, said that the 633 Courtney Street pop-up is part of a new campaign following the organization exhausting other options. The wolf cull began in 2015. In the decade since, we've delivered over 500,000 signatures to the legislature demanding an end to the slaughter. We've met with key decision-makers, attended countless government-led caribou recovery meetings, and consistently challenged government claims with science. We've mobilized widespread media attention, including support from well-known public figures, and launched multiple high-impact ad campaigns. We've also brought legal actions and compiled extensive scientific research that calls into question both the ethics and effectiveness of the wolf cull. Pacific Wild's aim with the pop-up is to highlight the risks the controversial wolf cull poses to BC's reputation as a place where wildlife thrives, and how failing to protect the province's wild legacy threatens tourism, one of the province's strongest economic sectors. The image of beautiful British Columbia masks a brutal truth, one which we are exposing in this souvenir shop, Wen said. The shop will be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday, August 1. Souvenirs giving voice to the ongoing crisis will be offered until 12:30 p.m., and throughout the day, messengers will educate both locals and tourists on the wolf cull. BC government argues wolf cull is effective. Pacific Wild calls it smokescreen for habitat loss. Since 2015, the cull has resulted in the killing of 2,543 wolves, and over $10 million in public funds has been spent on the cull. The BC government, on a 2017 fact sheet, says that mountain caribou are at risk of extinction, with 98% of the population in BC. Since 1991, BC's caribou populations have decreased by 51%. Sitting at a population of 1,500 in 2017, the caribou's threats to survival or loss of habitat and wolf predation, the government says. The wolf population in BC is stable to increasing, with an estimated median population of 8,500. The government also maintains that evidence indicates wolves are the leading cause of mortality in certain herds, and that the removal of wolves appears to have increased survival rates for calves in the South Peace treatment area. Pacific Wild argues that there is mounting evidence that killing wolves does not offer a long-term solution for endangered caribou, emphasizing that lichen-rich old-growth habitat loss to industry is a greater threat. Wen called the government's approach a smokescreen for ongoing ecosystem destruction, pointing to the fact that seven southern mountain caribou herds have become locally extinct since governments were tasked with their recovery. Critical habitat continues to be logged and fragmented, while wolves are gunned down from helicopters year after year, Wen said. Hundreds of wolves are killed each year via Judas wolves, who are radio-collared and then chased by helicopters that are led to their dens, where contractors use semi-automatic rifles to kill entire packs. FOI documents obtained by Pacific Wild reveal that, between January and March 2024, 34 packs of wolves were eradicated from the BC landscape. Wolves are incredibly intelligent, social animals, and their families are being ripped apart, Wen said. Pacific Wild also asserts that wolves are a keystone species, playing a vital role in the ecosystem. Studies support the idea that top predators like wolves may play a crucial role in ecosystem health, not just by controlling herbivore numbers, but also by potentially curbing disease spread by culling the weak or infected. Newly appointed Minister of Water, Land and Resource Stewardship says she would like to see further discussion. Pacific Wild has met with both the current and previous Minister of Water, Land and Resource Stewardship to discuss their concerns. Wen said that the current minister, Randy Neal, told Pacific Wild she would like to see further discussion now that the cull is at a 10-year point. Victoria News reached out to Neal but did not receive a response by the deadline. Pacific Wild has also requested meetings with the Minister of Forestry and the Minister of Tourism. Wynn said there have been some signs of what she calls positive change. Nearly 200,000 hectares of land, including caribou habitat, were protected in the 2024 expansion of Klins Zaw, Twin Sisters Park. Then, in May, BC Timber Sales announced a pause in pursuing new investments in the unprotected core caribou habitat of the Columbia North Herd. The Boreal Caribou Protection and Recovery Plan, co-developed by the BC government, Fort Nelson First Nation, and Northern Rockies Regional Municipality, also announced 6 new wildlife habitat areas and the temporary suspension of new petroleum or natural gas exploration permits in designated resource review areas. In 2025, the BC government acknowledged that a growing body of research indicates a strong relationship between habitat disturbance and declining caribou populations. The shrinkage of habitat also subsequently increases primary prey and predator populations. The government also said predator reduction is considered for specific herds when predation has been identified as a barrier to effective recovery. Wynn said Pacific Wild is still pushing for transparency about why the program continues and that the pop-up is the start of a global campaign with more to come August 13th International Wolf Day.